How's it going? This is The Edge from U2.
And welcome back. I'm Redbeard in the studio for U2's Achtung Baby, Album Network's Album of the Year for 1992. The first single to be released from Achtung Baby was The Fly. And right away, U2 fans were put on alert as to the new direction the band was taking. Unfortunately for Bono, Adam, The Edge, and Larry Mullen Jr., The Fly became a big pest for U2 during the mixing stages of the album. They had already tried three different mixes of the song to no avail, as The Edge picks up the story.
We booked the cutting room in Los Angeles. We had the whole thing laid out. We needed to get this you know, the first master into the pressing plants to release the single on time. And we got some pressings back from the plant and listened back to them. And we all looked at one another and we realized it just wasn't there as a mix. So we put everything on hold, went back into the studio, and we mixed again. But this time, with Steve Lillywhite was around, so he went off to the studio with our second mix to refer to. And if I told you how we mixed that song in the end, you just wouldn't believe it. It is so unorthodox, so against everything you will ever read in any textbook about producing or recording or engineering. In order to make the comparison easier, he actually got the mix, the first mix we'd done, put it into one of these machines that will play alongside a multitrack, and he kept playing back between one mix and the other mix, and really liked what he was hearing when he combined the two, if you can imagine this. I mean, it's a bit technical, but so in the end, the final mix...
It's like baking a cake. It's not technical.
The final mix was like two mixes stuck together. And because they don't match perfectly, they get out of sync every once in a while a little bit. You get this weird sort of phasing and distortion and strange kind of cancellation effect, which nobody could ever get if they were trying to get it.
On purpose, right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complete fluke.
But that is the difference, isn't it? The difference between the greats who continue to have viable music over a body of work. Every other band hits the dry spells, hits the awkward times, hits the intense times, just like you did. It's knowing the difference and not settling for the easy way.
Well, The Fly was where we nearly settled, and we didn't settle. And, you know, I listened back out of interest to the previous mix. We made the right call, there's no doubt about it.
When I heard The Fly for the first time, and even to a lesser extent, Mysterious Ways, I couldn't help but notice the strident distortion. That's, I mean, for instance, in Bono's voice on The Fly, very, very strident. Trashy guitars, even a really dirty bass in Mysterious Ways.
Yeah, that was a great sound. I think that was one that Edge found, actually, wasn't it?
it had various permutations. Again, it's about extremes, you know. I always feel comfortable when we're doing something that is an extreme of one kind or another, whether it's like a Zoo Station, which is completely out there, you know, or whether it's something like One, which is completely bare in some sense. You know, what it is very clear. It's just a very straightforward, clean guitar and keyboard and, you know, Adam and Larry doing what they do and Bono and a great lyric, great melody. I don't like middle ground things. So whenever we got the opportunity on the album, we tried to push it sonically in one contrasted position or another. And so with Mysterious Ways, you know, it's really, that song is about Adam's bass part. And so we're trying to get a sound that really pushed that, you know.
That's Mysterious Ways. I'm Redbeard, in the studio with U2's Adam Clayton and The Edge for Album Network's 1992 Album of the Year, Achtung Baby. We've got more coming up, so don't go away.